This is Victor Kubik, President of the United Church of God, with Aaron Dean, International Advisor for the United Church of God. He has held this post for several months now and has already been invaluable in coordinating the needs of our brethren across our planet. Aaron and his wife Michelle have just completed a visit to the United Kingdom, where they met with our ministry and two of our congregations. Aaron, tell us about your new job and about your journey to the UK.
Well, it's exciting to be part of a international work and do some of the things traveling that I did, my wife and I both did when we were younger. In the British Isles, we have seven ministers there and about 10 congregations. They're fairly small, but they're looking for leadership still, always. They receive the good news and pass out. There's about 2,000 subscribers. We would hope to increase that as we can. And they put their own insert into the good news. They have to be even more careful of hate speech than we are. One of the big problems they have is if you speak against anything, I mean, be it Islam or homosexuality or virtually anything goes, so therefore it's hate speech, which is sad. Sad that the people that have given the blessings of Joseph and of Israel and of Abraham denying God now. And when you talk about God, even the definition of God, you have to be clear, because when you say God there, it's the God in you, or is it the God of Islam, or the God of the Bible? And if it's that, are you a creationist, which means 6,000 years, everything happened? So you really have to explain what you mean even when you say God and what it means to be a Christian. So we address all the wrong concepts as much as possible without being sarcastic and trying to be sincere, and God does love the whole world, but yet there are certain conducts that he doesn't approve of. And we have to state those. All the people in the British Isles are concerned about retention of the youth, just as we are here in every place, and also local leadership. They're learning that the ways of the world isn't working, and some of the people that grew up in the church are coming back. We have a couple of young men that have left for a few decades even coming back that know their Bibles real well and are really starting to help out. So